The following is from an address by Martha Wilcox, a teacher of Christian Science. It's from her association address of 1946. This is part 2 of 3, and it is titled Fundamentals of Christian Science. Our next paper deals with the fundamentals of Christian Science. Just what do we mean by the term fundamentals? When we use this term, we are referring to those basic truths which are the component parts of the foundation on which we build our superstructure of Christian Science. These fundamentals are not only outstanding statements, but they are the basic truths that are essential to our growth. We pass over these fundamental truths of Christian Science altogether too lightly. The first fundamental that we shall consider is: science and health is a collection of declaratory statements. A man in great physical need was given our textbook, Science and Health, with the remark that the sick are often healed by simply reading this book. This statement challenged the man's attention. He could not understand that without plan, method, or system, but just by reading Science and Health, he could be healed. But after reading the textbook carefully for some time, he discovered that in every paragraph, Mrs. Eddy has given us a declaratory statement of truth. A declaratory statement of truth against error. When examined from this viewpoint, the whole of Science and Health is a compilation or collection of declaratory statements of truth. Each declaration of truth is complete in itself. Wherever we find reference to the operation of error, it is met and denied by a strong declaratory statement of truth. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy has written, quote, "By conceding power to discord, a large majority of doctors depress mental energy, which is the only real recuperative power." Close quote. The first part of this sentence, quote, "a large majority of doctors depress mental energy," close quote, is followed immediately with the corrective and declaratory statement of truth that, quote, "mental energy is the only real recuperative power," close quote. In every paragraph, Mrs. Eddy presents and exposes the errors which we are to destroy. In this particular case, she presented and exposed the error that doctors, by giving power to discord, depress mental energy. But before this error can fasten itself upon the thought, she renders it powerless by giving the declaratory statement of truth that, quote, "mental energy is the only real recuperative power," close quote. When we recognize the fact that, as we read our textbook, we are making declaratory statements of truth one after another, Science and Health becomes a new book to us. We become more hopeful and learn to look for immediate results from our reading. We find a world of wealth stored away in the pages of our textbook that we little dreamed of. This fundamental, that our textbook is a collection of declaratory statements of truth, accounts for the many remarkable cases of healing that result from reading its pages. Our next fundamental is: impersonal truth is synonymous with God. The impersonal truth of divine science that we gain from the study of our textbook and embody in our thinking is the only God we shall ever have or that we shall ever know. These impersonal truths that we embody, quote, forgiveth all our iniquities and healeth all our diseases, close quote. These impersonal truths should so clearly and definitely become our mind that no opposite can enter our consciousness. Just as we individualize the multiplication table, we should individualize these impersonal truths, which are our God, until they actively and consciously become our daily thinking and living. And we should be able to use them with as little effort as we use the multiplication table. The next fundamental truth that should become increasingly clear to us is Christian Science is a science. Christian Science is not a system of wishful thinking, but is a science that is exacting and scientific in its demands. Christian Science is unalterable, changeless truth. And this truth is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. The better we understand the fundamental truth that Christian Science is science, the easier it is to demonstrate the rules and laws of this science of life. Our next fundamental is, we rise in thought only. Since we are the needed and the inevitable sponsors for the cause of Christian Science in this 20th century, it is demanded of us that we rise above theories into the infinite, that we rise to the reality of God, man, and the universe. See Miscellany 248.14. And where do we rise? It is a fundamental truth that we rise only in thought. Our textbook says, quote, the demands of God appeal to thought only, close quote. When we think from a material basis and express the mental phenomena of a supposititious mortal mind, it is impossible to rise in our thought to the reality of things. But when God only appeals to our thought, man, by reflection, can rise. In fact, man is already risen to his reality of being and is continually showing forth or consciously identifying the thoughts of the one thinking agent, the divine mind. Perhaps the one fundamental that concerns us most is consciousness is spiritual. Consciousness is the very essence of God or mind. When we think of what God or mind is in his character, we think of a spiritual mode of consciousness that is all-inclusive, even to the winds and the waves and the starry heavens. And where is this spiritual consciousness? It is not something apart from us. It is not outside or over there, external to us, but is right here, quote, and there is no other consciousness, close quote. By reflection, this one all-inclusive spiritual consciousness is your consciousness and my consciousness. No one has a private consciousness or an exclusive consciousness all his own. But by reflection, each one of us is the spiritual consciousness that God or mind is being. Christian Science has revealed to us that, quote, all consciousness is mind, and mind is God, an infinite and not a finite consciousness. This consciousness is reflected in individual consciousness, or man, whose source is infinite mind. Close quote. That is from Unity of Good. What a profound revelation when once we understand that, by reflection, this one infinite consciousness is perpetually showing forth his infinite individuality, or his infinitude of spiritual qualities, through his infinite individualized idea, man. It is impossible for us to escape a spiritual consciousness of all-inclusive good. We cannot get outside this spiritual consciousness. We cannot go further back than this spiritual consciousness. There is nothing further back. This fundamental truth is the, quote, indissoluble spiritual link which establishes man forever in the divine likeness, inseparable from his creator, close quote.